Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The top two U.S. Democratic congressional leaders on Tuesday endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris to be their party's presidential nominee.
Vice President Harris will soon be our nominee and will be elected president in November. We are brimming with excitement, enthusiasm, unity.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and also House of Representatives Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries ended days of questions over whether they would join the growing number of Democrats in supporting Harris's bid for the party's nomination in the November 5th election. Voters in the United States are facing a new presidential campaign, with incumbent Joe Biden dropping out and Vice President Kamala Harris likely to be the Democratic Party's nominee to face Donald Trump in November. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns reports on that some voters are reacting to the change.
In Joe Biden's hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, voter Eric Boylan says Democrats had little choice but to push Biden out.
I think he was a very good leader, but I do kind of also agree that his time has come and it's time to step aside and let somebody, you know, somebody rise up within those ranks.
Voter Christine Stoll says if Biden is unfit to be a candidate, he should step down as president.
He should have dropped out a long time ago. He should leave the White House. He is not mentally stable enough to run this country.
Scott Stearns, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden is now testing negative for COVID-19 ahead of an address to the nation. His doctor released a statement on Tuesday saying his symptoms are resolved. The president returned to the White House on Tuesday and will address on Wednesday night the nation regarding his decision to drop his 2024 Democratic re-election.